WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Already the Gaza peace plan is running into problems. Israel is angry over the slow return of the bodies of dead hostages. President Trump posted today, the job is not done. CBS's Haley Ott is in Tel Aviv.
That number was supposed to be 28. Israel's defense minister said that the return of only four sets of remains was a violation of the peace agreement. And the Hostage Family Forum, which represents the hostage families, called for the suspension of the implementation of the agreement until all 28 bodies are returned.
Israel is now threatening to cut in half the number of aid trucks allowed into Gaza. Christian Cardin of the International Red Cross said the aid hasn't even begun to flow in.
No, not yet. The shift has not yet happened. We are still witnessing only few trucks coming in and large crowds approaching these trucks in a way that is absolutely not conform to humanitarian standards.
President Trump says the U.S. has struck another small boat accused of carrying drugs off Venezuela, killing six people. A powerful storm is pounding the West Coast and creating dangerous conditions in parts of Southern California. Meteorologist Kate Bilo is tracking things.
Looking at heavy rainfall once again over recent burn scars. That leads to the risk for runoff flooding. We also have 1 to 3 feet of snow above 6,000 feet in the Sierra Nevada mountains. And we're looking at an additional 2+ inches of rain across portions of California and extending into Colorado as well over the next 2 days.
There is another vote in the Senate later today on ending the government shutdown. It's likely to fail. As the shutdown continues, many federal workers are growing more concerned about their finances. Jonathan O'Brien reports from Atlanta. There is some help on the way for airport workers.
TSA employees at Hartsfield-Jackson have been working without pay since the government shutdown started, and beginning today, they will receive meal vouchers for use at the airport's restaurants. Aaron Barker, president of the local TSA workers union.
It's for all concessions inside of the airport.
The vouchers are for a full meal plus a beverage. Barker says this will help alleviate a small amount of the stress that the workers are feeling.
And the deadline to file for a tax filing extension remains in place despite the shutdown, Michael Toscano reports.
The IRS is holding people who filed extensions to that October 15 deadline. An IRS spokesperson told CBS News, taxpayers should continue to file deposits and pay federal income taxes as they normally would. Apparently that's the case even if you're a government worker and the government isn't paying you right now.
In a typical year, about 20 million Americans ask the IRS for a filing extension. On Wall Street at this hour, stocks are mixed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with a quick news update. A transit center makeover might pull into the station. Racine's Public Works Committee will meet tonight to discuss spending nearly $100,000 on upgrades to the transit center. The focus is on fixing leaks and structural issues to improve bus service and safety. The committee meeting starts at 5:30 tonight. Ascension, Wisconsin just announced a new agreement with UnitedHealthcare, ending a weeks-long contract dispute that left thousands of patients scrambling for care. Ascension hospitals in Racine County had been out of network for many UnitedHealthcare patients, causing higher costs and fewer options. According to a news release, the deal ensures that individuals and families with UnitedHealthcare coverage can continue receiving high-quality care at Ascension, Wisconsin hospitals, clinics, and outpatient facilities with without disruption. WISN reports an email from Ascension says the deal is effective immediately. A legal group is urging the Wisconsin Supreme Court to revoke Michael Gableman's law license over ethics violations. The court will decide whether to impose the stronger sanction. Gableman admitted to multiple ethics violations tied to his work investigating the 2020 election. You'll save about a nickel a gallon if you fill up in Racine instead of Kenosha today. The average gas price today in Racine County is $2.60. Officials at Gas Buddy say the national average could drop below $3 per gallon for the first time in years. More than 40 states are seeing gas prices decline, and oil prices dropped below $60 per barrel at the end of last week. In the weeks ahead, it's possible a handful of stations in some states, including Wisconsin, could drop below $2 per gallon. That hasn't happened since the COVID-19 pandemic. The man involved in the federal case against Judge Hannah Dugan has pleaded no contest to state domestic violence charges. Eduardo Flores Ruiz entered an Alford plea, meaning he maintains innocence but agrees there's enough evidence to convict. He was sentenced to 9 months in jail and awaits federal sentencing. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's trial begins in December. Ryan Braun will throw out the first pitch as the Brewers try to even the NLCS series against the Dodgers tonight. The game starts at 7:08. Pre-game starts on WRJN at 6:30. And that's the news. On WRJN, I'm Connie Fellman, with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the NLCS coming up tonight here at American Family Field. The Dodgers winning a close one last night, 2-1. Milwaukee finally scoring in the bottom of the ninth off a Jackson Chourio sacrifice fly. The Brewers loading the bases with two outs, but Bryce Tarang struck out swinging at a high fastball. Christian Yelich after the game.
You know, once we kind of got some traffic out there and put some good at-bats together late and we gave ourselves a chance, you know, we were one swing away from kind of stealing that thing and, you know, made it interesting at the end. Obviously wish we could have pulled it out, but, you know, we knew the series is going to be a battle. It's going to be a lot of close games. You know, this one didn't go our way, but we still got a long way to go.
NFL, the Packers begin for their trip to Arizona to play the Cardinals. On Sunday, Lucas Van Ness was carted off the field with a foot injury after sacking Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco and had an MRI.
We definitely avoided something serious, but how long he'll be out remains to be seen.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Tuesday afternoon. A northeast breeze and highs in the mid-60s. Overnight, clouds will thicken up and showers become likely after midnight. Lows in the low to mid-50s. Showers ending on Wednesday. Currently 62 degrees.
The Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We've got a great show for you this afternoon. My friend Robin will be here a little bit later. Diane Carlson wants to talk to you about some spooky theater. Brett Hoffman will join us in a little while, wrap up the weekend box office numbers for us. Plus, of course, we're going to have another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we're going to feature the class of 1969, and that's all coming up after the 5 p.m. news here on WRJN. Stick around.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you.
Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Black. I see into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can head over to our website, WRJN.com, and check out You're the Judge. That's our weekly poll question, and it's all brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. And this week's question is, what fall chores do you dread doing every year? There's some choices there on the website at WRJN.com. It's got to be raking leaves, right? It's You're the Judge. Check it out at WRJN.com.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
So lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so, I'll be so lonely, baby, I'll be so lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Keep flowing, the desk clerks dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back and think of something.
Think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, and they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel.
So lonely, baby, well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Well,
be, well, they're so lonely, they'll be so lonely, they could die.
Elvis Presley on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, now a song that was a huge hit for Gary Puckett and Union Gap in 1968. It reached number one on the Cashbox chart, number two on the Billboard Hot 100. It earned a gold certification for selling over a million copies. It's from their album Incredible, and it's one of the band's most famous hits. It's Lady Willpower on WRJN.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
Free. But now that you've got your freedom.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. If you want to keep up with what's happening in Racine and beyond, there's a few things you can do. You can listen to the news right here. You can check it out at RacineCountyEye.com, or you can sign up for the WRJN weekly newsletter. It's packed with news, recaps, contest info, host features, and more. Check it out at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. Racine's transit system could be getting a refresh. The city's Public Works Committee meets tonight to discuss an engineering project. They want to spend nearly $100,000 to help upgrade the transit center, focusing on fixing leaks and structural issues. The work is part of a bigger effort to improve bus service and infrastructure in Racine. City officials believe these upgrades will support better, safer transportation for everyone. That meeting is at 5:30 tonight. You'll save about a nickel a gallon if you fill up in Racine instead of Kenosha today. The average gas price today in Racine County is $2.60. Officials at Gas Buddy say the national average could drop below $3 per gallon for the first time in years. More than 40 states are seeing gas prices decline, and oil prices dropped below $60 per barrel at the end of last week. In the weeks ahead, it's possible a handful of stations in some states, including Wisconsin, could drop below $2 per gallon. That hasn't happened since the COVID-19 pandemic. A southeastern Wisconsin police officer forced out over assault allegations is back in uniform in a different department. According to a report in the Badger Project, Andrew Sundstrom quit the Muskego Police Department last year after an internal report backed his ex-girlfriend's claim that he assaulted her. Prosecutors didn't charge him, and he insists the allegations are, quote, manufactured. His new boss in Burlington says he doesn't believe the woman's story and had no problem hiring him for the Water Patrol. Read more about the story on the Badger Project's website. Ryan Braun is tossing out the first pitch tonight. The Brewers look to even the National League Championship Series tonight as they welcome the Dodgers back to American Family Field. Game 2 starts at 7:08 with the Dodgers leading the series 1-0 after a close Game 1. Again, the ceremonial first pitch will be tossed out by Brewers legend Ryan Braun. Everyone in the ballpark will be getting special rally towels. Traffic impacts around the ballpark should be like yesterday, with lots opening up 3.5 hours before the game starts. Pre-game starts and WRJN at 6:30. And that's the news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Tuesday afternoon. A northeast breeze and highs in the mid-60s. Overnight, clouds will thicken up and showers become likely after midnight. Lows in the low to mid-50s. Showers ending on Wednesday. Currently 62 degrees.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. Buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world
world she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, let's check in with Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. He's going to wrap up the weekend box office numbers for us. Brett?
At number five, it was the docudrama Soul on Fire. Filmed in St. Louis about the inspirational life of John O'Leary, it made $3 million. Gabby's Dallas, the movie, continued to bring in families with young children with $3.4 million. And One Battle After Another, directed by Paul Thomas Anderson and starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, and Benicio Del Toro, took in $6.7 million. Channing Tatum's new movie, Roofman, was second with $8 million, and that's because coming in at number one was Disney's Tron Ares with $33.5 million. Of course, everything is going to be up for grabs with more than a few new releases this weekend, including the horror sequel, The Black Phone 2, starring Mason Thames and Ethan Hawke, Julia Roberts in a psychological thriller, After the Hunt, Aziz Ansari's new life swap comedy, in which he wrote, directed, and starred in alongside Keanu Reeves and Seth Rogen, called Good Fortune, and exclusive to Marcus Theaters, No Packers, No Life. This follows Japanese Packer fans cheering the team as they make friends in Wisconsin and attend their first Green Bay Packers game in person at Lambeau Field. As you can see, there's a bit of everything with some very good movies out there. Make your plans to see a movie this week.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Hits, WRJN. Well, a study found that kids today cannot run as fast as their parents did when they were kids. Well, they don't need to, right? I mean, for example, why should they race home to watch their favorite TV show when they can just watch it on their phone from anywhere?
Yeah.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, your home for high school football. Yep, the Friday night tradition continues. This week we've got a little conflict, though. It's a little thing called the Milwaukee Brewers in the National League Championship Series. So, here are the Brewers here on WRJN this Friday night, but you can still catch the high school football game of the week with Dick Graceffa. Just go to WRJN.com. We're going to have a link there where you can listen to it online. High school football all season long with WRJN.
Keep your swing sharp all year long at X-Golf Kenosha. Their fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department continues through October 18th. Follow X-Golf Kenosha on social media right now to stay in on all the fun. Daily deals, scrambles, tournaments, food specials, raffles, and auctions. It's golf, it's fun, and it's all for a great cause. Don't miss out. Swing into X-Golf Kenosha today just off of Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than indoor golf. It's about the community.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Just a little bit, baby. Just a little bit.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Now a song about a man awaiting execution for murder who wants to send a final message to his wife. From 1968, it's the Bee Gees, and I've got to get a message to you on WRJN.
The preacher talked with me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got down. There's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. There's already a snag in the Gaza peace plan. Israel, angry that not all of the bodies of dead hostages have been returned, is threatening to cut the number of aid trucks entering Gaza by half. Bob Kitchen of the International Rescue Committee says much, much more is needed.
From a small trickle of aid to now a stream where we actually need an overwhelming torrent of aid, we're nowhere near that yet. There are 2 million people, 90% of which have been displaced. Famine conditions, they're not getting the aid they need.
At the White House, reporter Stacey Lynn.
In a post on Truth Social, the president said the job is not done and the bodies of the dead hostages have not been returned as promised. He said that step was needed to move on to the next phase of the U.S.-backed Gaza deal.
CBS News has joined several other news organizations in declining to agree to the Pentagon's new requirements for